Welcome to the No Name Yet podcast. That is a podcast with no name. And on tonight's show, back for his appearance, is Ronnie.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. Yeah. I forgot to do the intro I was going to do, so I'll just start over again. And and on tonight's show is the man who comes on the show with no cool background, his shoulders exposed, and a jerry-rigged podcast system, Ronnie!
Yeah, it's that kind of night, man. We're rounding out the summer. Still hot. gotta wear tank tops while we're still hot. Is it hot out there still or not?
It's humid.
Yeah, I guess that's what... It's getting real muggy here, yeah.
Yeah, it's the temperature's coming down, but it's very humid.
Yeah, that's the way it is here. I wake up all sweaty, even though it's not as hot as it was a few weeks ago. But so we're good to go.
So you seem to be getting home late.
Yeah, we were recording a podcast for my show. And
where do you do that?
We did it over at my friend Maria's business.
Okay.
At Aguas Maria up in Idaho Falls, which is about... almost 20 miles away from where I live, so I barely made it in, keeping you up late.
That's so. Okay. I took a nap.
We're good. Good to go.
Yeah. And what was I going to just ask you? How old are you?
I'm 38.
38 years old, living in Idaho. Doing a much better produced podcast than mine.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't say that. It's just easier to do in person, I think.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you want to give the listening audience information on your podcast?
Yeah. Check us out on Roddy TV. I think it's Roddy TV Idaho on YouTube. We're also on Spotify, Roddy Radio on Spotify. And it's a good show.
Yeah, it is a good
fun
show.
Fun times.
I need to watch it more.
Yeah, my friend Victor got dumped by his girlfriend today, so that ended up being the topic for today, which is great.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, what? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I was when he told me that, I got all excited. I'm like, this is going to be a great show.
That's great. That is great. So this is the season 6 official finale. Season 6 has been going on for about a year.
Yeah,
my content has been spotty, and unfortunately, I'm officially speaking it out into the atmosphere that I have hit a wall.
Yeah,
when it comes to editing, when it comes to creating content.
Yeah,
so I'm going to definitely take an official break from the No Name Yet podcast, and I just want to let the people that have been loyal. That there are 4 episodes of the soap opera waiting to be edited. And I did say that the podcast was coming back in August, but it may be September.
Okay.
So, and I said soap opera, right? Not podcast.
Yeah, the soap.
Okay, the soap opera. Lick of Our Lives, if you haven't listened to any of it, you can listen to it on Rumble, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And on YouTube, there is, if you go to the No Name Yet podcast, show channel, there is a playlist with all the episodes in one place. And I know you've listened to some of them. Have you listened all the way up to the.
The soap, I've fallen behind on the soap, I'll tell you
Okay.
that much.
All
But
right. And how would you evaluate the soap opera?
the soap opera, it's good. You can it's incredibly good for what it is, for where you guys don't really have a script, I believe. You guys just kind of go at it.
Well, we just have an idea where we want to go, and then all the dialogue is improvised.
Yeah, so if you keep that in mind, then yeah, it's pretty good. You guys are really good at improv.
There's improv is hit and miss, and I mean that's one of the things I like about improv. Not everybody likes that hit and miss kind of stuff. As I listened to the whole thing again, the beginning of it is a little rough and gritty. Said, of course it is because it's the beginning.
Yeah, you definitely get into the groove, I feel like. You find your characters. Obviously, in the beginning, you're not sure what your characters are going to be and stuff, so.
And after those four episodes, we may wrap up the soap opera in one episode or a few, but we are going to be wrapping up the entire story. And then we're going to the people that are interested in doing the improv. I'm interested in doing the improv because I did improv, and I feel like it's something that's missing in my life. But I'm in it to do improv and make content, and most of the people involved are in it just to do the improv. So I don't know if I'm. I don't think I'm going to do another episodic thing again, because it's a lot of work to try to put it out weekly and keep it edited and yada yada.
Yeah, that is a lot of work, especially when you're just a one-man team like that.
So those are the announcements for the show that I wanted to make. And
6 seasons, so that's cool.
six seasons. It's pretty. Go
I'm the
ahead.
one that told, I'm the one that got Gritty started on seasons when I was doing the Spanish show, because I'm like, well, I'm going to stop now, take a break, and then we'll come back next season. But now I've completely abandoned the seasons, and now it's just like we're on episode like 80 something of Roddy Radio, but we haven't cut or said when the season's going to end or begin. So it's just kind of going. I don't even, because on Spotify you can number them season whatever episode, and I don't even use that anymore. Just like as long as I keep going, I keep going.
I thought it was important to put an end to season six and go to season seven, which is one of God's big numbers, and maybe season seven will come out
No, that's right. Yeah.
brilliant and a new day.
Are you going to skip season 13 the way they don't put a 13th floor in buildings?
No, I like the number 13.
Oh, okay.
And that's interesting you brought that up. First, I used to be very superstitious and I really worked hard not to be. And but the number 13, you get that in your system, throughout your whole life, and you just kind of like try to avoid that number.
Yeah.
And then I met a friend that is originally from Sicily.
Okay.
And in Sicily, the unlucky number and the number that falls on Friday, which is unlucky, is 17.
Oh, how'd they come up with
I don't have any idea, but I'm like, this is BS.
that?
I mean, how come 13 is unlucky
Yeah.
here and
But why is
17?
it, and why is it on a Friday here? I know Mexico has their bad luck day. Is it Friday? It's Tuesday the 13th is your bad luck day.
Really? See, there's more
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If it was real, it'd be the same across the board.
And so, and then, I was talking to a woman who was in a numerology, and, she pointed out that 13 is a number of divinity. It's a God number, 1 and 3. So, In Christianity, we believe in one God and three persons.
Yeah.
So that got me closer to the number 13. And speaking of that, I noticed the two crucifixes on your wall.
Oh yeah, I'm moving into my mom's room.
Oh, okay.
But even she should have taken those down a long time ago. She wasn't really into any of that by the end.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bunch of stuff that just ended up being on the house. There's some Jesus slapping his face. Oh, here it is. Look at this thing. I took that off the wall to re and replace it with something else.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, ah, fuck. I saw a meme with Jesus Christ kneeling down praying, and he says, and it said, "Dear Dad, it's me, you."
Oh, that's right. There's some mind-bending stuff in Christianity. I'll tell you something really stupid. I'm almost embarrassed to admit this. But there's this book, and I've started reading it again. But I was supposed to read it. I read a good portion. I didn't read the whole thing for seminary, and it's called The Divine Dance by Richard Rohr. And he writes about the Trinity, and the image that he uses is that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in a divine dance, like a circle dance. I mean, at the time, it just struck me, like, well, who are the people that would most likely like really enjoy watching people do a circle dance? And it was probably people who listen to NPR. So I really don't, I don't want to read this book. Is that dumb?
You don't like NPR?
Well, I used to listen to NPR religiously
You
back in the
yeah, you
90s.
seem to me like an NPR kind of guy.
But yeah, well, times changed and
I would only catch it when I was in college. I would walk in into the student union building, and it was always on over the overhead speakers. And that's the only time I'd hear like that was really quiet voices. It was
I picked up on like a lot of music and culture that I always try to force myself to listen to pick that stuff up again. But I don't trust their news. They're just as much propaganda as the
Yeah, as
mainstream.
any other news. Now, we were what was that other guy? That was that guy on PBS. He had that show, and he was just him on a black background, and he would interview people. He was on PBS.
Oh, darn it.
That's the guy that would remind me. NPR would remind me of his show, like just that quiet. You could almost just hear just kind of a hiss in the background and him really quiet, and then he'd have his guests. I like that show though. He was a great interviewer
He was a
back
great
then.
interviewer. Yeah, and he was one of the victims of the Me Too, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
Or
I
I don't
didn't
should say
remember.
victim. I guess he had victims of
Yeah.
whatever. But I don't know. It's hard, without going down the political thing too much. Me Too, I think, got weaponized a
Yeah,
lot.
it was great at first, then it just
So
started
was it
being
Charlie? Was his first name
Charlie
Charlie?
Rose.
Charlie
Charlie Rose,
Rose.
that's right. Yeah. Well,
Garrison Keillor, who used to be on NPR, got Me Too'd also,
yeah.
which you can't really, I guess, judge people on the outer shell, but he was the last guy that, in my mind, that would be.
Yeah, because these guys are so refined, and they probably would frown on you if you made some sort of dick or fart joke, and then it turns out they have deeper, darker skeletons in their closet than than any of us do. So,
Garrison Keillor used to be the host of Prairie Home Companion, and he used to do this piece called the News from Lake Wobegon. And it's this fictional town, and I mean th those stories were just so good, and I mean they would either be deeply touching, extremely funny, or both. And there was this one episode, and I had I had a copy of it, and I have scoured my external hard drive, and I cannot find it. But it is about the nun, this one nun at the Catholic Church in Wobegon, the Church of Perpetual Responsibility, who does the Christmas play, and to step it up this one year, she continued the Christmas story through the slaughter of the innocents, and actually had baby dolls with blood on them.
Oh, that's cool. That's
I mean, it was such a hilarious episode that I want that recording so bad.
I like all that old stuff too, though, when it comes to old religion stuff like Passover with the sheep's blood over the door and all that stuff. So much blood, it's great.
Yeah, a lot with blood.
Bloodiest film I saw, like the first up to that point in my life anyway, was The Passion of the Christ. That movie is so gory, I loved it.
Yeah, that I haven't been able to sit through it again for a second watching.
Chunks of flesh flying off of him and stuff
I
is
know.
great. It was pretty awesome.
And it's pro
That was before Human Centipede 2 came out. So
And what's the correlation?
just terrible movies to watch, like horrible things that you did that you wish you hadn't
Okay.
seen.
All right, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, like the up to that was like the goriest film I had seen until I saw Human Centipede 2.
Okay.
That pregnant lady squashes her baby with a gas
Oh.
pedal. She finally escapes. She's bare ass naked. She escapes, and then as she gets in the car, the baby comes out of her, and she steps on the gas pedal and smashes the baby under it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So this is a centipede. Human Centipede is a horror movie?
Yeah, Human Centipede 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
They're my favorite horror trilogy. The first one's about this doctor who was he was an expert at separating Siamese twins,
Okay.
and he's retired now, and now he spent all of his career separating things. Now he wants to put things together. He tried it with his dog, and with three of his dogs, and they died. And now he's kidnapping people, and they have to be compatible with their skin tissues and stuff. And so he sews them ass to mouth, anus to mouth. He's able to sew them together and make a centipede. And so the second movie
Is this
is
like
the.
a B movie?
Yeah, definitely. And
Okay.
the second
Or
movie's
C.
like X, Y. The second installment is about this guy who watched this. He's like mentally handicapped too, and he watched the first film, and he thought it was great. So he tried to do it, try. So he decides to do that himself, but he's not a doctor, so that's why it gets so much gorier. Because the doctor would like surgically like take out the teeth and be able to sew the ass onto the mouth, and this guy just takes out the teeth with a hammer. He gets like 12. He kidnaps 12 different people in this warehouse. And you can see, like, and then he just staples the ass to the mouth. So then, when the shit scene in the first movie, it's alluded to that they're pooping into each other's mouth. And the second one, since he just stapled them, you see all this shit flying out from their mouth and stuff. It's art.
I'm thinking about the watching and listening audience right now.
And there's a third film.
Continue.
And this the third film, it's funny, it gets really meta, because the third film stars the guy from the first one and the second one, but they're playing different characters. Now they're running a prison. He's the warden and his helper, I guess, and they decide to call the director of the first two movies and consult with him, because their prisoners are becoming too unruly. So now in their prison, while you're in this prison, you get put into this human centipede. And they figure out a way to do it to where you can be removed from the centipede once you're out of prison. But while you're there,
Oh.
all the prisoners are just stuck together, ass to mouth.
So, what is the what's your favorite of the trilogy?
Probably the second one, just
Okay.
because it is a lot more gory, a lot more disgusting. But They've all got their charm. The third one is really funny when it comes right down to it. It gets so meta, so ridiculous that it becomes almost comedic. But
Have you watched any of the new Mickey Mouse horror films now that Steamboat Willie is in public domain?
I only watched the first Winnie the Pooh one, and it was okay. And
Okay.
then, but it wasn't enough for me to want to continue to watch these. And I just listened to your guys's review of all these, and I'm like, that's all I need really is to hear what you guys have to say about it. They weren't that
The
great.
majority of them are abysmal.
Yeah, they're not. But the point is, I think it's more of a, I don't know what, more of just because they want to see these wholesome characters do unwholesome things.
Yeah.
That's the draw.
Gritty had me watch Bambi the Reckoning.
Oh, Bambi's on the list now too, huh?
Yes. I actually liked it. Gritty didn't like it, which surprised me. I thought that with the resources that they had, they had some CGI, which was, I mean, it was okay,
But they
but
pulled it off.
they pulled it off. And the thing about it is they just told a pretty straightforward story, with a very low budget, and it was only 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
And it seems like a lot of those movies just keep it going,
You got to
you
keep those
know.
short, you know. If you can get under that 90-minute mark, that's perfect, I think.
So yeah, I liked it.
Did you like Bambi?
The real ba the first
Yeah, the
Bambi?
original Bambi.
Well, I didn't watch that since I was a kid.
Me neither. I was gonna say the same thing. I'm like, I can't say whether I like it or not because I remember maybe I probably liked it when I was a kid, but I haven't seen it since then.
Right. I mean, I don't even remember the ending. I just remember her getting shot,
I just
his
yeah, I
mom
just
getting
know his
shot.
mom dies. That's all I know about it.
So, and there's, well, I don't want to do any spoilers in case somebody actually wants to watch
Skip ahead 30 seconds in case you really want to watch this.
it. So, I thought for the, season finale that it would bring back an old friend of the show, and I don't know if you've ever met him before,
Who's that?
but let me bring him on.
Oh.
This is Mark.
You know, I've never seen Mark because I listen to podcasts. I have it's very rare that I watch him. I've never
Okay.
actually seen him.
Well, Mark has had a lot of work done. Mark used to have a very angry face. And then he had some real work done. He had high eyebrows and like really bad plastic surgery. So we sent him back to the surgeon, and now he's much happier. He's had
He looks good.
some nice facial treatment, and he's looking good.
He looks good. He looks way good.
So, I thought that for the finale that we would have Mark sing a little song.
Perfect.
Okay. I forgot the song.
Well, why are you trying to remember the song? It's Mark that's going to sing it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Come on, Mark. Remember the song. I'm thinking. All right. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down,
Oh
ah!
no.
I lost. It
You
was
got too
so
into it.
inspiring.
You got
I'm
too
sorry,
into it.
Mark.
He's a
Fuck
martyr
you!
now. He's a martyr because he died over that.
Yeah, he's all right. He'll
Oh,
be okay.
God. Was really inspiring. I like praise music, you know?
Yes.
Very
Yeah,
inspiring.
I do too. I thought he was going to sing longer, but I just got so excited that.
Could you imagine having a hand up your ass? And then the other hand of that person who has his hand up your ass punches you in the face at the same time.
It sounds like something that they should do on Human Centipede 4.
Well, it happened on the season finale of No Name Yet podcast.
Yes, it did. All right. So, I thought we'd cover a little news.
All right. That's always good.
And so this is a story about our president, Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump.
What's the J stand for?
I think it's John.
John.
Yeah.
With no H.
Maybe, I don't know. But the headline is Trump 78 struggles to walk in a straight line after a golf outing or at the golf outing.
Well, I think I saw the video to that actually.
Did
Yeah.
you?
Yeah, he's zigzagging.
President Donald Trump's wobbly walk is in the spotlight again, with a video appearing to show the president struggling to move his legs with any fluidity, unlike many people's genders that are very fluid. The 79-year-old played golf with former Major League Baseball pitcher Roger Clemens and his son Casey at Trump National Golf Club in Virginia on Saturday. A new bruise was spotted on his left hand after Casey posted a video on Instagram, stoking concerns about the president's health in the wake of another
Fear,
furor
like mine fear.
about the president's cankles. The video in which Casey, titled "A Day on the Golf Course with the President," features a compilation of clips from the Clemens Saturday golf outing, with footage of the group driving their golf carts, hitting the links, and walking between holes. At one point, Trump is seen alongside Roger with apparent difficulty as he appears to drag his right leg behind him as he moves. And
You
this
know, you
goes.
need to get a hold of that video and put the Benny Hill music on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That shit's fucking dope.
So, I mean, what do you think of this?
Well, he's an old man. They continue to elect old men,
Yeah.
which, I mean, there was a good streak of not having terribly old men. Bush Jr. wasn't too terribly old. Clinton and Obama weren't too terribly old,
No.
but now all of a sudden it's like if you're not a septuagenarian, you can't be president for some reason.
No, the boomers just are going down, kicking and screaming.
Who's been the youngest president ever? JFK?
JFK.
How old was he? Like 37 or
I think
something?
he was, well, 35 is the cutoff, so I think he was under 40.
That's crazy. Yeah, this was the first election I was able to run for president, but I didn't win.
Okay.
But next one,
I didn't know you were running.
I was running with 2028, though, we got this.
Okay, well, I'll vote for you.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's gonna be great.
Yes.
I can't vote myself, but I can win. Yeah, so.
You can't vote.
No, because I'm a felon.
You are.
Yeah.
I didn't know
We
that.
talked about this. I think we talked about this on your show before
Oh,
too.
did we?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so I can't vote, but I can win because felons can win.
It's true. And not being able to vote because you're a felon is not something that is consistent throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
I think you can vote in New York if you're a felon.
Really?
Yeah.
But I would have to be living there and be able to
Yeah.
register. Yeah.
Well, come on over.
Who would want to live there?
You live in upstate New York, it's not bad.
Upstate? Yeah, I guess from what you guys talk about, but
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
don't
I'd
know. I'm
like
a
the.
good. I'm a country boy.
Okay.
Fighting the rednecks here.
Well, you can do it in Central New York.
There are a lot of rednecks in Central New York.
Yeah. You know, if New York State split between downstate and upstate, which some people have tried to get traction with, that upstate New York would be the most conservative state in the union.
I think a lot of states are like that. Even Idaho is supposed to be this super conservative state. But I don't know, maybe you know this better. Is this because of gerrymandering or something? The way things are set up, we are this super conservative voting state. But when you talk to the people, it's like I would be pressed to say that at least East Idaho is very, very liberal.
Okay.
The
Yeah, it's probably gerrymandering.
population is anyway, but the people that are in charge are very conservative.
Yeah. I don't understand with all, with AI that why that they just don't say AI is going to split up the country
Yeah,
and
might
make
as
it
well.
as fair as possible.
Yeah. You like AI?
I find it useful.
It's useful. It has a lot of useful tools, but a lot of people rely on it too much.
Yeah,
People have been asking it for like help as far like they don't even go to counseling now. They just tell their stories to the AI.
I did read about that.
Isn't
That's a
that crazy?
little well, I mean, I've had such varied results with counselors. I might as well give AI a
Oh,
try. And
man.
throughout my life, I've gone to counseling. I believe in it, and I mean, at least, there's an hour where, you can get things out.
Yeah.
But with actual progress of like making changes in my life, there's only one counselor that's ever helped me.
Is he still with us?
It's a she, yep. And I'm even considering going back to her.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never done counseling because I started podcasting.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my issue with it is that like when you start with a new counselor, it's not like I dislike the people, but I dislike their style. I didn't connect with them. That I've left more counselors than I stayed and looked forward to another visit.
You had more counselors than you've had romantic interests.
Probably.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and two of the counselors I ended up counseling.
Do they still charge you?
Yeah. There was this one drug counselor, and he used to talk about himself like for most of the visit.
Oh,
But he told me the funniest story, and I don't know if you'll think it's that funny, but it's just this guy's demeanor. He was kind of tall, kind of like, he had like a little sarcastic edge in his voice, and so he was always fighting with his girlfriend, and so she worked at this place that made teeth, and so I guess they had a fight the night before, and she would tell like all her coworkers what would happen, so he walks in to her job to, I don't know, pick her up or whatever, and so somebody commented, you should treat her better, and he said he turned around and looked her square in the eye and said, "Who the fuck asked you?"
is pretty
Yeah, can you imagine like going into your partner's work and you're already in the doghouse, and now you're going to
funny.
start dropping F bombs. And who the fuck asked you?
Yeah.
That's, I'm trying to get that out of my speech. That I listen to these podcasts and it
Oh, and you notice
really
that?
drives me crazy. I don't know. I guess I'm my worst critic.
It happens. I've noticed a few things about doing mind it.
All right. Well, we've talked about Trump long enough for myself. How about you?
Yeah, that's more than enough, I think. So.
Oh, I didn't even mention the video at the beginning of the podcast was a video that I stumbled over on YouTube, which is a video of the band Urban Blythe back in 1986. And the caption reads, "This is most likely the haunt," which I used to travel down from Cortland State down to Ithaca to go to this really fun, cool bar that had live music. And they believe that show was from the haunt, and I could have been there.
Yeah, you were probably there. What
And
would you call that? Is that like post-punk?
that was they market themselves as a like a ska punk band.
Well, it had horns, but it didn't sound too ska-y.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Reminded me a little bit of like The Waitresses.
Okay. A little different in my mind, but I could maybe see the correlation. The thing about that band is that like every song that they sang was like 12 to 15 minutes long,
Oh, cool.
because at some point they would just start jamming.
That makes sense.
And back in the 80s, they just kept playing and playing and playing. I mean, and we kept dancing and dancing and dancing, and it was just great. It
Yeah,
really was
that's cool.
great. And I noticed on YouTube they had some kind of reunion not that long ago. But the point is when I said stumbling over videos, I happened to stumble onto this video. And did I ever mention to you that I ran my dog for mayor of Schenectady?
No, I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
So the short story is, I made a poster on Word for an MS Office class, and it was Lafredo for mayor. That was the name of my dog, Lafredo. And people thought it was funny. So I went on the search engine Excite and put postings, I think two postings in pets and one posting in politics asking if anybody ever ran their dog for a political office. So I didn't think anything more of it. And one day I got a phone call from the Daily Gazette, which is the local paper in Schenectady, saying that they got a phone call from Animal Planet and they wanted them to check out to see if I was serious about running my dog for mayor. So in the moment, I said, yeah, sure. And they came and interviewed me. And I think I was on the front page of the local section. Then all the local TV stations came. I left work to meet the TV stations at my apartment. And then we were on radio stations throughout the country and were photographed for the European News Agency.
So you were really campaigning.
Well, it happened like a little too early. It happened in June, so it was hard to keep it going, but
But lost some steam.
I did run into people after the election that said that they had voted for the dog. And I was told not to approach the mayor or the officials at the election board. The mayor thought I was making a joke of Schenectady, and the election officials thought I was making a joke of the electoral system, which I think that they've done a pretty good job of that themselves. Yeah. And my dad was in political office at that time, and apparently my dad told me the Democrats asked him to tell me to stop. So
Jeez.
if you really
See,
want to
that's the
pick.
thing. If they're not that, if that proves that they're not strong enough, if a dog can shake you up that much, it
Right.
means you're not that strong on your stances anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You just get insight into how seriously these people take themselves, and
Yeah, can't smile at anything at a dog.
No,
They
so
probably hated that movie Air Bud.
what's that?
They probably hated that movie Air Bud.
What was that? I didn't see
That
that.
soccer playing dog and basketball playing dog.
Oh, yeah.
Sports playing dog.
Yeah, they must have been making a mockery out of sports,
They
right?
probably thought there was no room for dogs in sports.
This is the video that I didn't the thing that I didn't realize was I was well I wasn't because they didn't really show me they just show the dog but we were on CNN.
Oh, wow.
A New York man says his city's leaders are in the doghouse, so he wants to nominate his mutt for mayor. Richard Moran Jr. has started a write-in campaign to elect his dog LaFredo as mayor of Schenectady. Moran says if elected, LaFredo will implement a tax on stupid people and will install a new playground for dogs.
That's it.
Oh, wow. You weren't even on it. They just mentioned you.
No, they
But
didn't
the
show
dog
you.
was on it. That's what's important.
Yeah. And a lot of his platform was serious things for the city.
Well, yeah, that's the thing when you when you're when a dog has better ideas than you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they've done they did bring more business downtown and install diagonal parking. That was two of the big things that we wanted
That's cool.
on State Street.
I have a friend who's running for city council here in Idaho Falls. Hey, maybe you're related to him. His name is Mosey Moran.
Okay. There's a lot of Morans around, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, we talked about Aaron Moran last time I was on here.
Yes.
But anyway, he has a local venue for music and art, and the past year he's been trying to get it going again, but he can't get his building up to code. They tell him one thing, then they tell him the other. He's had to go to multiple city council meetings. It's been the whole thing. So now he's running for city council. He's like small businesses are not getting the communication they should with local government. So he's running for that. So
Oh, good. Good for him.
yeah. So hopefully he can win.
Excellent.
And when he wins, I hope he goes mad with power.
He loses it. He just gets drunk with power.
Yeah, and then he forgets what he was there for, and he just starts embezzling money or something.
Well, why do you hope that? I'm just gonna be like everybody else.
That'd be a lot more interesting. It'd be great to finally see it. It is what everybody else does, but it'd be great to finally see a black man do it.
Oh no. They're gonna arrest him.
Yeah, but it'd be great for me. Well,
You
I
ever
hope it
notice
happens.
that people at that level are really the only ones that get arrested are black?
Yeah, well, I hope it. Okay, I hope it happens, and I hope he gets away with it.
Okay.
Like, I hope he ends up living like in fucking in Argentina and Buenos Aires or something, just hiding out.
Well, pick something else other than Argentina. Their currency tanks every 7 years.
Know where else. At Colombia,
Yeah, maybe Colombia.
Venezuela. No, that place. That's way worse. I don't know.
Yeah, not Venezuela. Maybe, I don't know. How's El Salvador? They're using Bitcoin now.
Yeah, but they've also got everybody in prison.
That's true. How about
They're using
Ireland?
Bitcoin? They're using Bitcoin now?
Yeah, as a legal tender.
More like Bitchcoin. That's what I say.
Why?
I don't know.
Take that back. I have Bitcoin.
You have Bitcoin?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even have regular coins with like George Washington on them.
Okay.
I don't have any money, let
No.
alone Bitcoin. So,
So you have no coin.
you ever purchase any NFTs? I
No.
like NFTs. Some nice fucking titties.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that stands for?
That is what that stands for.
Oh, okay. I was never clear on what that stood for, but thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, maybe I'll
If you
buy
don't,
some now.
sometimes people don't want to say fucking because they don't like swearing, so they'll say fat. But either way,
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter here on the No Name Yet podcast, except for the ears of the listening audience that might not appreciate it. But
Oh yeah, do you bleep that out? I
not
forget.
anymore because number one, it just adds time to editing.
Yeah, it's a long
And
editing.
two, I think I'm already shadow banned, so it doesn't make any
So it doesn't
difference.
matter anyway.
So I mean, and seriously, because like nobody gets my notifications anymore. I guess we went too far down the political trail at
Yeah,
some
you know what?
point.
You're right. Now that you mention it, I don't it, like it's I don't really notice it because I do mostly on Spotify.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right.
So the numbers are much bigger at Rumble now, and I mean, what can you say about YouTube? I mean, it's not going anywhere. It can be useful, but to try to jump through all their hoops, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wiped, I mean, I never even
That's why I
come.
don't worry about it anymore because I have so many friends that do podcasts and stuff and that they're like, well, don't, we don't swear within the first however long and we don't, and we try to do, I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. It's how it's going to go up. And, you know, our seven listeners seem to find the show just fine. So we're good.
And I think that at some point, and I pray that Rumble can hold out,
Yeah.
because they've made some big decisions about not complying with different governments, and they've been kicked out of France and I think Brazil, and they are dedicated to free speech. And there's other platforms like BitChute and other platforms I'm not even familiar with that the audiences are just going to start gathering there.
Yeah. There's so many now too, and then like if you want to go live, a lot of Twitch. Did you ever do Twitch? I know like Justin was doing Twitch.
Yeah, I haven't done it.
Yeah, I went live on TikTok a couple times lately,
Oh,
and
you did.
I don't even like using TikTok, but I've been doing it while I'm doing DJ sets, and it's the
Okay.
only one that doesn't cut off your video for using copyrighted music. So
Oh, that's cool.
everywhere else, like if you're on Instagram, yeah, just like after a little bit, it's like you're coming up, we're gonna cut you off if you keep playing music. So it's like, fuck,
You know what's
so
really
many
bizarre
stupid
is
little
that,
rules.
what's that?
Is it so many stupid little rules?
Yeah, and when it comes to like that copyright stuff, like you're preventing me from promoting this stuff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make any sense.
That's how I've always felt about it. It's like,
Yeah.
what's the harm in me? Like, if I was an artist, why would I not want you to use my music in your video?
Right.
And maybe have someone watch it and be like, hey, what's this? And go listen to it and go buy it,
Yeah.
go consume it.
I mean, especially with these algorithms, you just put set requirements on putting the credits up on the video.
Yeah.
Like who's this is,
Yeah, that way you can easily find it and go straight to it.
Right.
I had
So.
a page on Instagram years ago where I was posting all of my vinyl records, and I would do a post with like the picture of the record, then a short video of a song or two, and those kept getting flagged. And I would always be able to get those put back up because I would appeal it and just be like, this is not like I'm not making any money off of it. This is purely like recreational for fun. And they would put it back. But it got to the point where I'm like, I'm having to do this on every single video. I just stopped posting. I'm like, it was too much work just to keep the videos up.
I don't even play tra well, I stopped p playing trailers a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would, and I don't think it would counted against me, but they started putting like recognizing the trailer, and putting it in the copyright column.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't want me to play a movie trailer for a movie that's coming out, and you're going
That
to
doesn't
make
make
a
any sense, and
copyright
you're
claim.
doesn't make any sense. You're doing it for free, where usually they would have to pay for someone to put that up.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't make any
It
sense.
doesn't make any sense.
What do we know?
What do we know? So we've been going for a while.
Have we?
Yeah, probably an hour.
About an hour, yeah, 10:17.
Yeah, I don't want to go any longer.
Oh, wow. I thought we were doing a 6 hour spectacular here.
No, we're not doing that. but I was scrolling through Instagram, and I had picked out some videos to that I was going to play, but I'm only going to play one. And this is a friend of mine, Richard. I went to high school with him. And the reason why I'm playing it is that he does tie-dye for a living.
Nice.
Rich is a free spirit. Richard is Richard. And here we go.
Felix is outside eating, so Maki-kun's inside, giving him space. Yeah, sorry, I'm naked. Oh, that's kind of neat. Oh, that's kind of nice.
There you
Good
go.
morning. Yeah, that was great.
Richard Carbon Dyes.
That's awesome.
DYES. He's on Etsy if you're interested in checking out some of his tie-dye.
I like that. That what was that? A scarf?
Yes.
That was great.
I ordered a scarf, winter scarf, for my Nifu
Oh,
from him at
nice.
one point. And was introduced to the Swift system. That's how I paid him. He lives in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, he does some really good work, and he's a great guy. He's married, has a family, lives in Japan, and he was here in the States for the summer, and I had an opportunity to visit with him with some other folks. We politically see things through the same lens, so that's nice.
No, that's good. Keep you on track there.
Yes. Anything happening? Anything new in your life before we go?
No, we're just trying to keep the show alive. Summer gets a little hectic. I have my kids a lot more, which is great. And then moving stuff around with the house, after my mom passed and everything. So it's been kind of a hectic time, but we ha are keeping the show alive. We're getting into a new stride, so just follow us on Instagram's where all the cool clips are. I don't post anything on TikTok anymore because it just keeps getting taken down. We're a little too opinionated. But yeah, check us out, Roddy TV and Roddy Radio on YouTube, Spotify, Instagram. So
All right. And I don't have a start date for season 7. I would like to be back at least for Christmas. We're going to get on that soap opera to get that finished up. And again, we thank everybody who does listen. And so that's it.
all
The end of
right, hell
season
yeah.
six of the No Name Yet
Six,
podcast.
six, six, six.
In Jesus' name,
The
amen.
number of the beast.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Night.
That
Now, that was kind of like a weak ending.
was good. I thought it was great.
Yes, it's the beast, hey. We've got to name it.